today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Our church is multiplying in the numbers. When I got up to preach, it looked like there was just a few of you, but I believe I'm speaking to the future of our church. I see multitudes coming, glory to God. People coming out of darkness into the marvelous light, being transferred from that world into a whole new world, coming to a place of knowing, coming into healing and deliverance. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah! You have won the victory. Woo, Jesus.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, My Name is Victory. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 11 through 14.
From this perspective, again I rise, and that's the name of the series. Say, again I rise. Glory to God. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 11 through 14. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, which when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves, I will put my spirit in you and you shall live. Come on, you should feel the wind of that. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Again, I rise. Today's message is entitled, My Name is Victory. My name is Victory. I know my name is Merton Lamar Clark. And your name may be Daisy John. But today, your name is Victory. Today, your name is not Victim. Or even Victoria. Today, your name is not Vice, not Mammy Vice. Your name is Victory. So Father, I thank you and I bless you and praise you for this message and for the excitement and the electricity in the atmosphere. I pray that you would think through my mind and speak through these lips of clay as an oracle. But where there is no vision, no visionary, a revealer of truth, where there is no teaching priest, the people cast off restraint. Use me for your glory. And Father, I thank you for going before the word and preparing us with ears to hear. Give us a mind to comprehend and a heart to receive and a spirit to contain the word. And we will give you praise for the word. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's not good enough. Amen. That's I agree. Say, I agree in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, I agree. In Jesus' name. My name is Victory. Having a defeatist attitude means that you have given up before you've even started. That's good. Thank you, sir. To have a defeated mentality or an attitude means that you gave up before you even started. Like the runner who is so convinced that he's going to lose the race, he decides even before he gets on the starting line to just walk away. That's what we call a defeatist mentality or an attitude. It is the opposite of an optimist. And there are people who are optimistic about life, which means they're forward thinking, they're hopeful about the things that are coming, they have a desire to see things better. They want to be a part of transitioning and moving forward, but transitioning to another dimension or another level of effectiveness. And then there are people who are pessimistic. They constantly see the world as a half empty glass and constantly look at the problems in life as obstacles and even barriers, versus being like David, a optimistic person who says, through God I can run through a troop and I can leap over a wall. A pessimistic person will see the wall there and not even try to get over it, or not even look for a trap door or secret passageway to get around it. They just accept the fact that the wall is there and succumb to the depression that comes as a result of grief because you feel you're trapped in. Today we're breaking through barriers. Today we're coming out of obscurity. Today there's an anointing here to lift you and to cause you to rise even out of a grave. There's a resurrection power in this atmosphere. And I'm asking Holy Spirit to charge the atmosphere, to ignite your faith that you can come up and come out of anything. Stop looking at problems as problems. See them as opportunities for God to move. Let me say it again. Stop seeing problems as problems and see a problem as an opportunity for God to break forth and for God to move and for God to speak and for God to shift some things around. I'm beginning, as I grow in life and as I grow as a man, I say this lightly as a man of God, but as a man, I'm beginning to understand that setbacks are opportunities or setups for God to shift you into a whole dimension. I think it was David that said, I praise him for my affliction. The man said, it is good. I'm trying to understand that. It is good for me to be afflicted. What kind of talk is that? What kind of mindset is that for you to give God glory for an affliction that comes against you or for an issue? That what kind of mindset do you have to have to say, it was good for me to go through this hell that I went through or this problem that I've been facing? You know why? David said, this is an opportunity for God's faithfulness to be shown, an opportunity for more than others or people other than me to see that he's a good God and his mercy endures forever. He's well able to bring me out of this situation that I'm in. This is an opportunity for God to be on display. Glory to God. For God's power to be made known, not only to your household, but to the people who know you well. Glory to God. A victim mentality only creates helplessness. A helplessness. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. Like the man that's laying there by the troubled water in John chapter 5. He's laying there for years, waiting on somebody to put him in the water, waiting on someone to help him, assist him to get into the water. And Jesus said, man, you've been laying here too long. Will you be made whole? Well, I don't have nobody to help me to get in the water. But you don't even understand the season that you're in. You don't have to get in the water to be healed when the man who can heal you is talking to you. You don't have to wait on somebody to assist you. There's an anointing right in your proximity that can shift you and take you to that next dimension. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus is here. Rabboni is here. The man that we're talking about, the Rapha, is here. Glory to God. Shalom is here to pull you into another zone, to take you from obscurity into a place of knowing. I'm preaching to somebody up in here. Your name is not victory, victim. Your name is victory. That victim mentality only creates helplessness. Stop saying I'm Vicky the victim or Victor the victim. You can't have a name like Victor and be a victim. You're not helpless any longer. Glory to God. That's madness. And most of the maddening, miserable stuff, the upsetting stuff, the mental stress that we're going through comes through having a victim mentality. Glory to God. And I'm going to shift that by the Holy Ghost today for you to start anticipating. I don't know what's happening, but it looks like our church is multiplying in the numbers. When I got up to preach, it looked like there was just a few of you, but I believe I'm speaking to the future of our church. I see multitudes coming, glory to God. People coming out of darkness into the marvelous light, being transferred from that world into a whole new world, coming to a place of knowing, coming into healing and deliverance. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah! You have won the victory. Ooh, Jesus. In fact, it is commonly reported that nothing triggers madness. Nothing triggers madness like a sense of helplessness. Nothing triggers madness like a sense of helplessness, like you just believe there is no help coming. You want to talk about losing your mind? It's when you believe no help is coming and things are desperate. When your body is aching and there's no help coming, if you ever feel that way, madness will set in. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell madness to go. I don't want to say it that way, but I'm going to say it. I'm here to tell madness to go to hell. Because I'm not going. I'm sending my madness back to where it came from. And anytime the devil sends a fog out of hell and wants to come and mess me up when my name is Victory, I'm sending it back to hell. Come on, tell madness, you're not mine. I'm pushing back from you. You can't live with me no more. You can't live with me anxiety anymore. My name is Victory. I'll preach myself happy. Madness is the cousin of paranoia. There are people in this room that are looking around, don't know what's happening. Paranoia. It's because there's a sense of helplessness. I'm coming after it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I'm coming after it. There's an enemy that don't want you to ever rise to the mountain peak of victory. He wants you to stay in the valleys of defeat. Wants you to think that somebody's always got to pamper you, always got to help you. No, you have enough strength and power in Jesus to rise up and rise like the waves. Rise up. You can rise up 1,000 times. The Bible says a good man will fall many times, but God will raise. He can fall 7 times, but God will help him every time to rise up, glory to God, over and over and over and over again. It is not about your fall. It's about what you're doing afterwards. It's not about what happened to you or what they did to you. It's how do you manage it. You can come up out of it. It's not about what you face. It's about what you're facing right now. Are you looking at a grave, or are you looking to the sky? Are you looking at an issue? Are you lifting up your eyes beyond the hills? Are you going through a deficit? Are you beginning God, believe God for an elevation? Can somebody say amen? Amen. I'm believing him for an elevation in my life. Glory to God. This defeatist, this victim mentality is the cousin of paranoia. And since that this world just can't get any better, my days will just not get any better. Man, grab yourself and rise up. Woman of God, you can do this. Glory to God. These internal rivalries where we're saying one thing today and then backing up on what we said tomorrow. We need to cancel that in the name of the Lord. This retrograde tendency, this one step forward and four steps back. Then when you take your next 2 steps forward, you're still 1 step behind where you used to be yesterday because of a retrograde tendency. But I believe God wants us to rise up. Glory to God. This is a warped mentality. A man by the name of Armstrong Williams said it's a warped mentality when we're in that cycle. And a victim mentality can be toxic even to your body. Amen. It can be toxic to your body. I'm coming at that too. Because God wants us to be free today. Can the church say amen? There is a natural healing process. A natural healing. Your body is created with a sense of healing in it. In other words, without Jesus, without God doing anything for you, your body's always reaching for life. If I were to slash you with a razor blade, even now, your body would try to heal itself. If a person cuts you, your body would try to heal. First thing you're going to do is see blood. And we think blood is the worst thing, but it's not. First of all, your body's trying to purify itself. That's what the blood is doing, trying to purify the wound. Glory to God. Trying to purify. That's what happens when blood is flowing. It's when blood doesn't flow that you need to really, really start worrying about it. When blood is flowing, you need to thank God. Biologically, things are working good. And if you're working in the medical field, you see blood, you say, whoa, thank you. That's good. All right. Life is there. But if you don't know that, you'll faint. I saw blood. Well, if you're in the medical field, you start clapping your hands. It just depends on where you are. Glory to God. The body is always trying to heal itself. It's sending a lot of energy to the womb. Glory to God. And if you just allow the body to keep working, eventually it will work itself through. Now, we know when there's a major cut, we need more than just the body. It needs some help. And that's why we have what we call physicians. And Jesus said it like this. It's the sick that need the physician, not the well. And when you're in Christendom so long where you feel like you don't need to praise and you don't need to repent and you don't need the Redeemer and you don't need any of that, then maybe you don't need a physician. But let me tell you something about me. Clark, without Jesus, is sick. And I need God to heal me. I'm talking about I'm sick. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, I would be drifted like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus. Jesus, I need thee every hour. I need thee. And I'm willing to cry out and let everybody know I'm not all that in a bag of chips. I need the Lord on my side and I'll cry out to him. I'm not proud. I'm not too proud to beg. Some of you are, but I'm not too proud to beg. Please, please, please. I'm like Keith Sweat in the kingdom. Please. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. I'm a spiritual Keith Sweat. Please, God, please. If the body's reaching for healing, why can't you cry out for it? Especially when you know that the body needs some help. And that's why we need Jesus. Glory to God. Now let's look at Ezekiel 37. Put Jesus in the text. Verse 11. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones, verse 11, are the whole house of Israel. Write it in your notes. God is not intimidated with your true condition. I want you to let that sink for a moment. God is not intimidated with your true condition. That's why you don't have to sit there and fake it. You don't have to play like you're healed when you know you're going through some stuff. You don't have to play like it's all well with you. You can say, I'm not doing well today. Because God is not intimidated with your true condition. It doesn't make him back up from you. It doesn't make him pull back. If a person found out that you had more than a scab and there was some deep corruption in your flesh, I mean physically, a lot of them say, ooh, and they'll back up. But not God. He's drawn. He draws close to the broken. He draws close to those who are going through. And he identifies it in verse 11. He said to me, son of man, these bones, these bones are my house. The whole house of Israel that I chose. I didn't choose them that way. I made them the apple of my eye. I made sure they had a land of promise. I made sure they had milk and honey flowing. I made sure they had grapes, glory to God, the clusters that were so rich. I made sure they had wealth. When they came out of Egypt, they had wealth. They had gold. They had so much wealth they can finance the kingdom. I made sure they had an army. David made sure they were well. But something happened along the way that brought them back and skint them all the way to nothing. These bones, not only did they go to nothing, they went in reverse to where they decayed and now they're dried and they're scattered in a valley of dry bones. And he said, they are still my people. even though they're in this condition, they are still my people. Even though you fail, they are still my people. Even though you're sick, they are still my people. Even though you don't know what time it is, they're still my people. Even though they're disjointed through a pandemic, they don't know whether they should come to the house of God or not, or whether they should fellowship or not, or they've had failed relationships, but they're still my people. Let me help you. God is not intimidated with what you came out of, or who forsook you, or who doesn't like you, or who don't want to be with you anymore. God loves you just the way you are, and he's coming to pull you out. Can somebody say amen? You're still my people. God is like no man, because God is like no man because most men, if you give yourself away and you become nothing, then they feel like they have nothing to invest in. God took a man by the name of Jose, and he said, I want you to go and marry a woman of whoredom. A woman of whoredom. I'm talking about whole to the max. I wanted you to marry this whoredom. And he obeyed this whore. And he obeyed God by marrying a whore. The miracle is not that he married her. The miracle is that he fell in love with her. He loved her. He loved her in her bad condition. He loved her when she didn't love him back. He loved her anyway. He loved her when she wouldn't come home. She wouldn't tie. He loved her when she gave no offering. He loved her anyway when she sung or didn't sing. He loved her when she had other babies. He loved her anyway. He loved her through the issues. Every time she left home, he go to the window looking to see if she's going to come home. And when she came back with a baby, he took care of the babies. Everybody call him a flunky. Everybody say you used. The miracle is that he fell in love with her. Just like God loves Israel. Just like God loves his church. His church don't always do the right thing. His church don't always show up. They may sing, but they don't want to give. His church don't do the right thing all the time. His church find fault, but he still loves his church. You got to settle it in your mind. God loves me. God loves me in spite of me. God loved me. He loved me then. He's loving me now. And he's going to love me in the future. These bones are the house of Israel. Good God for me. Come on, clap your hands. There's an anointing on that. Some of you don't know how much he loves you, but he loves you. Finally, Gomer, she leaves. She doesn't come back. She doesn't come back 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. 3 weeks, she's gone. A month, she's gone. So he got a caretaker, and he goes out to search for her. He goes out to look. He went to the familiar places that she hung out when she was doing her whole stuff. She wasn't there. He went to the places that he knew she used to be, where he met her. But she wasn't there. He went to the neighbors. She wasn't there. Finally, he went to a place where they were selling slaves. She got caught up so much, which is so much debt, that she's on the slave block. But she's all skinny now, naked. Nobody want to pay top dollar. They were paying top dollar for her a few years ago, but they don't want to pay nothing for her now. Nothing, not even pennies. And she's standing there shaming naked. But he could see the value in her. And he comes through the crowd with a coat, wraps it around her anyway, and pays top dollar for her and pulls her off of the slave block. Just like God want to do for you with your victim mentality. God wants to change that mindset even now. He loved you when you're all washed up. He loved you when you don't have no shoes on. He loves you when you got scars on your body. He loves you when your mind is messed up. He loves you anyway, glory to God. You don't have to earn it. He just loves you anyway. These bones are my house. Y'all may not see the value in her, but I know her. I know her potential. I know what she can do if she just had another chance. The
The world may give up on you, but God will never give up on you. I don't care what they think. God will never give up. He's married even to the backslider. And I'm here to change this in your mind. This helpless mentality has to go back to the pits of hell from where it came from.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, My Name is Victory, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2207-1711. That's reference number 2207-1711.
Abishai Inspired Men will meet this Saturday, December 10th at 9 a.m. All men are invited to join Bishop and special guests in person or online for this month's fellowship. And men, don't forget that registration is now open for the Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo. It is almost time. Yes, it's nearly time for the Christian Education Department's Christmas program. Join us on Christmas Day at 9:30 a.m. for a wonderful time as the children share the various words and songs that celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As 2022 draws to an end, we invite you to join us for our Ignite 2023 worship experience on Saturday, December 31st. Doors will open at 8 p.m. and the experience starts at 9. So come early to get your seat.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.